Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back. And folks, we have John McTernan with us here tonight. And in Texas, there's an attorney general who's a patriot. He's one of us. He's a conservative. And folks, somehow he has really riled the rhinos. The rhinos in the Texas legislature are going after, I think it's the Texas Senate, if I remember.
Well, actually, it's the House.
It's the House? Okay. Go ahead and tell us. Give us an update.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, what happened was there was like sort of a, I'm going to call it a running gun battle between the Attorney General Ken Paxton and the Speaker of the House here, whose name I can't remember now. And the Attorney General said that the House should investigate the Speaker of the House because he was drunk on the job.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was weird to me. And then literally within a week's time, 10 days time, next thing I know, the House is holding hearings for the impeachment of the Attorney General. They meet on Wednesday and they stay late Friday. And on Saturday, they vote to impeach him. I didn't know one fact. No one knew anything. It was like something the Democrats would do to Trump. That's exactly.
Yeah.
But these were the Republicans were leading it. I have no idea, Pastor Ernie, what the indictment charges were. So I'm following this and nothing. You don't hear anything in the news, nothing. All of a sudden the trial starts. Last week. Today, I think, was the last day. They had closing arguments. They're going to vote Monday. So I took interest in it, and I started to listen. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating what I'm saying. I'm listening to the witnesses. One witness said, well, I heard from someone who heard from someone that the Attorney General had this, that, and the other. No evidence. No evidence. That was one of the charges. So I listened, and it's bogus. I mean, no evidence. It was all hearsay and all. It's a political hit job here. But the problem is it's the Rhino Republicans that are leading the charge. Now, I did I called my state representative. He's a real good man, not the federal, the state. And he's 100% backing Saxton. And Paxton, excuse me, and he's against the indictment. And then the state senator, the same thing. It's clear he's going to vote for Paxton, not against him. But this is what I found out. This here attorney, Speaker of the House, he actually appointed the Republicans are in charge here. And to committee membership, he appointed Democrats. And it's like six committees. And it should be the Republicans won. That's the spoils of war.
Yeah, well, that's because rhinos are rhino. We have them here in Ohio, too. They're Democrats. They voted Democrat all of a sudden.
Yes, they are.
All of a sudden. Starting with about 2016, all of these Democrats that have voted, you know, and we were telling people on here, we have the same thing here in Ohio. All of a sudden in 2020, they're voting Democrats who had voted totally down the Democrat line now are registering and registering as Republicans, and they're running and out there. And people, you know, they look and they're... You know, we've got people who are not very smart. They look and they just see that there's an R behind their name on the ballot, or they have enough signs, and what's happened, the deep state, George Soros and the others, poured tons and tons and tons of dirty money, dark money, into the rhinos right here in Ohio. So we got a number of rhinos. Democrats were elected as running for as Republicans.
Well, in Texas here, just to show you, nationally, you're not picking up much on this, but I'm watching it closely here in Texas. The Speaker of the House is a man named Dade Phelan, and he's from Beaumont, Texas. And the county that he's from there in voted to censor him. He's censored right now for what he did. The people are rising up against this. This is bizarre. The Speaker of the House, who's a Republican majority, appoints like six Democrats into key committee positions, and then he leads the charge with like something the Democrats against Trump to indict the Attorney General Ken Paxton. His own county now has voted to censor him, and one by one, these rhinos in Texas here, at least the House, they're being censored by their own county Republicans. So it's starting to wash out, Pastor Ernie. I think that what they've done, they've gone so far, it's so outrageous that come the next election, they're going to be voted out. It really looks like we might see some sweeping changes here in Texas.
Yeah, well, we've got to get that what you're doing out there. We got to keep getting the word out about that so that they are voted out. And outrageous Border Patrol agent reveals Biden regime gives $2,200 of taxpayers' money per illegal immigrant family, plus a plane ticket, housing, food, and free medical services. That's right. In a shocking revelation, Todd Benzman, the Center's Texas-based senior national security fellow, has reported that the Biden regime is allocating staggering $2,200 per month to illegal immigrant families, one parent, one child, through phony asylum for the cost of living expenses. This comes at a time when the average American on Social Security receives just $1,400 per month, and the Maui survivors received only $700 a month. Bestman said that it appears these illegal immigrants may not be subjected to asylum interviews anymore. They're being released into the United States. Okay, look, let me just ask, because, see, the idea, obviously, the Democrats say, look, these people, they know that we're here. We are really generous with other people's money, with the taxpayers' money. We run out of it, we'll print more, okay? So they will want to vote for us. But what if the people, what if these illegal immigrants aren't that stupid? What if they say to themselves, look, if we continue in this, if I vote for the Democrats, I'm going to end up living in the same kind of country I'm running from. I'm fleeing from that. I'm trying to get my family away from that. And if I vote for them, I'll end up being right back. Might as well be back home. What do you think, John?
I hope that would happen, Pastor Ernie. I don't know what to say. Everything is upside down now. I think it would take a while for them to think like that. But their job, this is all part of pulling down America. The job of the Democrats now are to bring the illegal aliens in, like we've discussed, and then to do exactly what you're saying, get them hooked on government money, and therefore they're in bondage to the Democrat Party, the federal Democrats, state Democrats, and therefore they're always going to be like indentured servants to them. They will, the federal government will be taking care of them, and they're not going to vote them out. But that's what their goal is, Pastor Ernie, is to make them like slaves, to bring them in here illegally, give them, you know, everything we're talking about, and then set them up so they perpetually need the federal government to survive.
It's like they've done with the minorities in the country, huh? And that's exactly what they did, get the father out of the house, break up the family.
Exactly.
That was always the goal.
Exactly, Pastor Ernie. You hit the nail right in the head. Exactly.
And these unwed mothers know that as long as we keep having babies, we'll get more welfare, right? And so,
yeah.
So that was the whole strategy of the Democratic Party, huh?
They are evil. They're so evil. Well, now multitudes are seeing it, but they were so evil, Pastor Ernie, it's hard to believe it. You know, it's hard for the average person. We see it. We've seen it for years and years, and you've been speaking on it here on the radio for years and years, how evil they were. But it's so big that it's like too big for people to wrap their minds around it until now. Now it's really starting to come out to be seen, no mistaking.
I was recently at a meeting when the speakers were talking about issue one, and a woman stood up and said, "I'm a Democrat. Is my party supporting issue one?" Once she found out what issue one was all about taking away parents' rights, about promoting abortion, if it's an evil, wicked thing, to vote yes on issue one is to vote for every ungodly, evil, wicked sin out there. And so this woman actually stood up and said, "Is my party supporting that?" She didn't know. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for what, John?"
Lack of knowledge.
Yeah. That's why we're out here trying to get the word out, aren't we?
Knowledge is power, Pastor Ernie.
Absolutely.
Now, for example, if a person does not know what communism really is, but not only that, how they come to power. Lenin and Stalin and Mao Zedong and Castro, well, they had an agenda. They followed the playbook. So if you have no knowledge of their playbook, you might like what you're seeing, but the people don't know that they're being indoctrinated and brought into actual communism. So they don't have knowledge of it. They don't have the power to stand against it.
Absolutely. Let me read you this exclusive Dead Man Walking RNC 2024 Technology Fail. This is an article by Jay Valentine, and he writes that the 2024 national and state elections will be won or lost not with consultants, not with ads, not with yard signs or harvesting ballots at evangelical churches, but with the aggressive applications of advanced technology. We live in a tech-driven age. He goes on to say, unfortunately, this past week, the practical team learned the RNC wasted tens and tens of millions of dollars investing in obsolete 1980s technology. It will be left to the RNC data team. The GOP candidates will lose every close election in 2024. The appalling 50% wrong canvassing list RNC provided in 2020 and 2022 is its inability to deliver real-time voter roll analysis in Arizona. Its total blindness to armies of phantom voters on every side is the prelude to the same incompetence applied at scale in 2024. The RNC hasn't innovated. 2024 will be 2022 revisited. 2024 will see America flooded with mail-in ballots. Hundreds of thousands of those ballots in each swing state go to people who cannot receive them. These ballots collected on apartment building floors and on the 7-Eleven and the Walmart and hundreds of other locations where they will be mailed, but nobody lives there. The U.S. Post Office, and perhaps in the only act of efficiency, collects these ballots, as we provided they did in 2020, and gives them to the leftists. This is not news to anyone. This includes RNC, however, has no way to stop this travesty after tens of millions of dollars invested in technology. Our recent chat with the RNC showed that they weren't even thinking about how to stop the single most obvious upcoming attacks and leftists are implementing, the same one used in 20, 2020-2022. The practical team, which working with legislators in 21 states, provided live comparisons of official county property tax rolls compared with official voter rolls, showed the RNC what Fractical is delivering to their clients. Fractical showed a live demo, Nevada, Florida, Wisconsin voter rolls. In a single click, John, 3,450 Nevada residents registered in hotels. Another click registered voters over 125 years old. Another click registered voters living in convenience stores, strip malls, and laundromats. Each voter can be mailed to 2024 ballot, not receive it, and every such loose ballot will likely be collected and voted on in 2024 against Republicans. I'm going to stop there because the article goes on and on. So what do you think? I mean, I know this, that people like you and I and the people listening to us out there, and I know in some of these areas, I guess Dominion has been thrown out of a lot of states because they got caught. But what do you think? You think the Republican Party is going to wake up at all?
Pastor Ernie, it's almost like that they have, agents of the New World Order in there, because they always seem to do things like this. They shoot themselves. They're stupid. Make wrong decisions. They won't back Trump. And this is par for them, Pastor Ernie. And then they reelect that woman. I can't think of her name, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
McDaniels,
yeah.
Why in the world would you reelect her as a head of the RNC?
It's the lobbying effort by them going around. I don't know. They want to stay in power. We have to let our... We got to put fire to the feet of these representatives, don't we?
It's like a full-time job. You could be on the phone all day or writing letters all day with these people.
Well, that's why we've got to do what Tactical Civics says. We got to bring them home, away from D.C., away from the corruption, all the corruption. You notice something like these large cities. I mean, think about every major big city you know. It's filled with crime, it's filled with corruption, it's filled with crooked politicians, it's filled with every kind of sinful activity, pedophilia, whoredom, prostitution, and most of them are filled with rats too, four-legged rats, okay? But so we got to get them out of that corrupt city, make them come home and work from their house. And that's what they did in the days of old, with the early days of Congress, didn't they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you're talking about the cities. I mean, Philadelphia is giving San Francisco a run for the worst city in the country. Have you seen any pictures of the streets of Philadelphia, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, what they call it, Filthy-delphia. Filthy-delphia.
It's like zombies. They're literally like zombies on the street. I mean, block the whole areas. They're just drug addicts that can't function, just laying on the street. Do you think? I don't know if that's there. That's the Democrat cities. That's what they want. And I've said this several times tonight. This is part of their plan. Their plan is to destroy the cities, make them unlivable, to destroy the states and eventually America, and then they're going to come forward and say, you need us. You need us. We need like Antifa or whatever to patrol the streets to protect you. And it was these Republicans that they're the ones that caused all the destruction of the economy. And then they'll slide into power. And once they get into power like that, They'll never give it up, short of a bloodbath revolution.
Well, that, John, I mean, that really looks like that's what we're heading towards in this country. What do you think?
Well, they're not going to stop, Pastor Ernie. This is what all our listeners have to realize they have a goal, a mission. It's to destroy the country. And it's a little hard for us to believe that we've got right in our midst, we have these people. But, this just didn't start last year. This has been building. I think, Pastor Ernie, I was thinking about this just recently. I think you go back to the college revolution in the late 60s, and they elected, remember McGovern?
Oh, yeah.
And he lost. Big time, he lost, but they were organized with the hard left communists and all, right out of the colleges. And
the Hillary Clintons, the John Kerrys. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, yeah.
Yes, and they literally took over the Democrat Party, but it took a while. It took years of continual voting, getting them in, but now they're in charge. But that's when it started. It started kind of, I would say, the early 70s is when the Democrat Party started to, because my dad was a hardcore Democrat, but he was a great patriot, you know. My dad was a great patriot. He couldn't fit in the Democrat Party today.
Well, no, either could Jack Kennedy.
Right, Bobby Kennedy, any of them.
Yeah. In fact, again, it's not the same party of your father today. It's communist.
Oh,
it's pure communism. Yeah.
No. My dad was a wounded World War II veteran, and he was a great patriot, but he was a hardcore Democrat Party.
Let me ask you this, because you were, in all those years working for the Treasury. What is going on? Three separate coin shop owners shocked as their bank accounts suddenly shut down with no reason given. Three separate coin shop owners have found that their bank accounts suddenly shut down without any prior notice or explanation from the financial institutions. Okay, let me go on and with this article. All right, here you go. He added, "I don't think the banks like this type of business. I don't know what they think. We're doing here, because everything's 100% legitimate, but for some reason, they don't like it. And we all probably know why. It is just a shame that they have that much power and much money ability that they make just close your stuff down, just like that. Very unnerving, very unnerving at all. This isn't an isolated evidence. The owner is aware of at least three other businesses, two coin shop owners and a pawn shop in Ohio that faced the very same issue in recent years. In recent years, interview with YouTuber, the Silver Stacker, Sherry, a local coin shop owner in the Chicago area, opened up her recent ordeal with her bank, Old National Bank. According to her, not only did the bank close her business account with barely any warning, but they also went on to close several other facility accounts, family accounts, none of which had her name on it. Sherry detailed how her bank abruptly closed her account by sending in a letter. Well, I'm not going to go on this whole account. But they tell you that we can close your account. We don't have to give you an explanation. We don't have to give you an explanation at all. Now, what do you think? What is the significance? Because they deal with silver and gold coins.
Right, Pastor. Right. Right. They want to bring everybody in, Pastor Ernie, to the system. Like gold and silver, you can operate outside of the main line, And they want to break that, and they want to create a digital currency. That's what they're way down the road to creating. In fact, it's as we speak, they're working to bring that online. So gold and silver, where you use cash and you're kind of outside being controlled by them, they want that stopped, Pastor. That's what that's all about.
There's already some counties in the country that are looking at this, and for a while, because of the inflation of the dollar, have gone in, brought in gold and silver, and exchanged that gold and silver for script. And they can, at any time, take that script back. And this is within counties. This is a county. And they can take that script back and exchange it back for their gold and silver. But I think you're going to see a number of that, even the businesses and that dealing, the local mom-and-pop stores dealing locally will be working using that script. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Pastor Ernie, there's Texas, and I'm following Texas because I'm in Texas, but there is about, so I'm going to say somewhere near a dozen states right now, they're in the process, they want to go to gold-backed currency, so you can own gold, you can go digital or paper currency, but Texas is going to put out its own money, its own currency backed by gold. I mean, that's being really, right now as we talk, that's not like in the future. Texas is in the process of the Secretary of the Treasury here in Texas of looking at setting this up for the people of Texas to protect us from Washington and destroying money, where if you got it backed by gold, Pastor Ernie, and that's what you want to do because it's attached to gold. So as the paper currency goes down, the gold becomes more valuable.
I think you're seeing the same thing. There's some legislators here in Ohio that we're going to introduce. They're talking about introducing legislation to do the same thing.
Right. So this is part of us kind of breaking up as a nation. I mean, we're forming our own currency away from the federal government.
Well, that might be a good thing.
I think it is a good thing. I mean, they're destroying the dollar. And folks, tonight, a lot of things have come up about what these evil people are doing to America. And there's economic laws. I mean, economics 101. If you flood a currency, a nation, with surplus, if just debt, right, you're going to cause inflation and the value of the money to decrease. They know that. That's given law. And you can go back into history and see it being done. They're doing it on purpose. They're destroying the dollar right before our very eyes. That's their goal. That's their purpose. And they want to switch everybody then over into a digital currency. They're not hiding it, Pastor Ernie. I mean, they're so evil. Again, it's so hard for the average person to say, well, no, this is America. They wouldn't try and destroy their own country. Yes, they hate us.
Well, that digital currency's got – a digital currency is more than currency. It's literally – information. It's that they're selling.
Yes, it is.
Invasion of our privacy, isn't it? Totally.
Absolutely. Pastor Ernie, they can control it from Washington, and they can zero in. They'll be able to zero in on you, and you'll go to the store, and let's say you like to eat hamburgers, and you want to buy a couple pounds of hamburger meat, you'll be blocked. They'll say, you've eaten too much meat for the month. That's it. No more for the rest of the month. They will have the ability to do that, Pastor. And that is their goal, by the way. Control every aspect of your life. You go to get a tank of gas, it'll be blocked and say, sorry, you know, you've too much CO2 and you used up your allotment of gas. No more for the month.
You want to hear a good one? Do you know what Bill Gates wants to do? Bill Gates wants to cut down all the trees and
yes.
He wants to bury all the trees underground. Is that lunacy or is that lunacy? Anyhow, I'm going to talk more about that later, but we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this. We're going to take some phone calls at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll take your calls right after this.
to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, I will too, forever. If you're saved, you will. You got God's word on that one. Let's go out to San Diego and talk to Rose. Hey, Rose, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I love you so much. And
thank you.
John McTernan, you are wonderful, too. I've listened to
you on the Files show.
Yes, you're wonderful. I'm calling because I had listened to Charlie Kirk's show today, and I don't think I've ever heard Charlie Kirk so concerned and so upset. Zelensky, he's supposed to be coming next week or something to ask for more money. And they appointed some official that's kind of in charge of, I guess, the media and propaganda and all that for the Ukraine war. And they put out a video, and it's an actual threat. And they're saying that they're going to hunt down any Americans, the propagandists, they're saying the Putin puppets, like Charlie Kirk, Steve Bannon, and Tucker Carlson, and they're going to hunt them down, basically kill them. And they said that they have a hit in the works that should happen sometime within a week. And like I said, I've never heard Charlie Kirk so upset like his show today.
Well, like I said, like John and I were saying, the way things are going right now, look, they understand, the deep state understands, if we get Trump back in, then they're going to hang, because the Trump has got, he's got the goods on him, okay? I mean, mm-hmm. He does. He has the whole shooting kabang. He knows who's who now. There have been teams of underground private investigators, and they're tracing it down. The Democratic Party, the deep state, and all the leaders, we've talked about this, the Pandora Papers, they list billions of dollars. John, I think we referred to how much money that they found it was in that Clinton Foundation, like $700 billion.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. It was huge, unimaginable amount of money.
So how did Hillary break every law out openly, just destroy, beating, breaking up her hard drives with a hammer, bleaching, and laughing because she bought the FBI? She bought the Justice Department. She bought the IRS. She bought them all, and in that files, they tells you where all the money went, in the Pandora papers, and Trump has those Pandora papers.
And so, also, regarding the Ken Paxton, he is like very hardcore against legal immigration, and he was very outspoken against the 2020 election being stolen. And, he ran this last midterms. He ran against the Bush's nephew, George P. Bush. And, from what I'm hearing is that it's the Bush family and Karl Rove that are behind all this, getting Ken Paxton out. And, all these, this legislature, they're all Bush buddies. I mean, they go way back with the Bush family.
Yeah,
I know. And Ken Paxton, beat the grandson. He won, because it ended up in a runoff. And, Paxton won by a good amount. And it was pretty much, when that happened, they said that was the end of the Bush legacy in Texas. And so that's what they're fighting. I'm afraid that they're going to try to put the grandson back in there. And that's, why they want to get, they don't want anybody that supports Trump anywhere, and Ken Paxton has stood by Trump, all along. He doesn't bend, and I don't know about his personal life, but, we need to support the people on our side.
Not go against them.
Yeah.
I got to move on, Rose.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ernie, just let me comment on that.
Yeah, well, that's what you're here.
Yeah. Yeah, the caller was absolutely 100% correct. I forgot all about the baby Bush there and running against Ken Paxton and Karl Rove and the Bushes. Yeah, they think they own Texas, and that's what's behind this. That is she nailed it. That's the Bush dynasty here in Texas. They want Paxton out, and they want their people in. If it's the grandson, they want him in to keep control over the state. That's exactly what this is about.
And Karl Rove is rhino to the core, isn't he?
Oh my goodness! Is he? I will not listen to a word the man says. His voice reminds me of Pelosi's voice. It's just
all right. I know. I hear you. AC, let's go to AC in Cleveland, right here in Cleveland. Hey, AC, you're in the air.
Hello, pastors.
Hey, AC.
In one of your Bible studies, Pastor Sanders, you talked about a passage, Luke chapter 17. I believe you started in verse 26, and you went to the end of the chapter, and you asked your co-host, Joe Larson, what that was talking about, and he said the rapture. And you agreed with him, and that's exactly right, okay? That passage is talking about the rapture. And I want to point out that two major Midwest ministries are putting out false doctrine. Number one, that Jesus never taught on the rapture, and that the rapture or the tribulation period does not begin immediately after the rapture, but will be a minimum of days, weeks, months or years, and that is absolutely false. And this passage that you covered proves that, because Jesus gave two historic examples here about the days of Noah and the days of Lot. He says the same day that Noah entered the ark, the flood came, and the same day that Lot left Sodom, destruction came. So the tribulation period is the flood of God's wrath against planet Earth, and it begins immediately after the rapture takes place without any time delay whatsoever.
Yep,
so that's
absolutely
a very important thing to know.
Well, you're right. We totally agree with you. And John and I, we had plans that way back. We were going to debate some of our fellow pastors who, after 40 years of being pre-trib, changed their mind and went to post-trib, and I couldn't believe this, but anyhow, that is happening now. But you're absolutely right. I got to take one quick call. Thank you, AC. We're going to go to Cliff and tell me, Josh, when we have 7 minutes left. Okay. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah. Happy birthday. There was one good omen. The price of a barrel of oil went to $100, so that might be a sign that you'll reach a healthy 100 today. But
could be. But
two quick things. One is the Sergeant Reports podcast, episode 598, 599. It's one of those numbers. Has an interview with a cancer doctor from Canada, William Backus. And he said he didn't think it would get this bad with the cancer post-shot. He said some of the people with the blood cancer are dying within days or hours. And he said he's seen cancer from every angle, tens of thousands of people, and he's never seen this. But one of the things he suggests for the shot in general is these water fasts in 48 to 72 hours. And he says that brings in stem cells to heal, you know, the immune system and other things. And then he suggested biocurcumin, and a couple of other supplements such as nattokinase. That's a big one. And what was the other one? The black seed. So that's with three of them that they're selling. He joined the wellness group. And then the other thing I just wanted to ask briefly, you know, I was listening to a sermon. It said, you know, God wants us healed. We don't need to ask. Let your will be done. But I was thinking of James chapter 4, where it says, if God wants, we'll live, we'll do this or that. And I was just thinking about that. That seems to me to speak that whatever you're doing as you go about it, if you're a Christian, or you ask God, do you have other ideas? I'm doing this. I have these plans, but do you have other ideas? What do you think?
James chapter 4, are you talking about where he says you ask and receive not because you ask amiss and you make a
right,
similar
right.
upon your lust?
It says if God wants, we'll live and do this or that. Don't make plans and say, you know, well, this is gonna, we're going to accomplish this.
Yeah, because he's telling you, well, when he says, for if you, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live.
Amen.
And do that, okay? But now you're rejoicing and you're boasting, all such rejoicing. Yeah, absolutely. This is what you always say. This is where the term God, Lord's willing comes from, okay? Because you see, we don't have any time when he says here, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanished away. So we don't know if we're going to be here 5 minutes from now. Only God knows that. So this is why we always say, Lord's willing, and make sure that, you know, we have to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, don't we, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. We can make our own plans, but we've got to bring the Lord in these plans, Pastor Ernie.
Absolutely.
If God willing, we got to seek his will.
Amen. All righty, John, you have got 7 minutes from right now, and I'll give you a minute notice, okay? Can you give an invitation?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. The Bible says the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And as much as we're anchored into this world, folks, it's only temporary. In fact, the Bible calls the believers sojourners and pilgrims in this world, and our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the way to be anchored into eternity, and it's not a mystery, folks. It's not a mystery. In fact, when we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9, the people in heaven, the believers, the bride, tell us, it's recorded in the book of Revelation, why they're there. And it's speaking of Jesus, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. And it says, out of every tribe, out of every language, out of every people, and out of every nation. So heaven is full of people worldwide, and they have one thing in common, that they believe Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, and that is why they're in heaven. So that's exactly the gospel of Jesus Christ, how in this world we can have assurance of eternal life, and it's based on God's word. It's number one, realizing that we are a sinner. We've broken God's law. The Bible says the wages, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the reason the penalty is death is God is holy. Sin cannot be in his presence. But he also loves us. So he sent Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that's, he gave him to die on the cross, just like they said in Revelation chapter 9, chapter 5, verse 9. He gave Jesus, who was sinless, without sin, virgin born, only begotten son of God. He died on the cross, shed his blood. He was without sin, but he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So it's a trade. Jesus takes all our sin, and his righteousness is imparted into us. And that righteousness, and he also gives us a new nature. He gives us a new nature. And that is what allows us to be in God's presence in heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross. And part of believing for eternal life is that Jesus was buried and bodily rose again in three days. So the gospel is Jesus died on the cross, literally died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, and 3 days later he was bodily raised from the dead. So to apply that to your life, that means repentance of sin. This is very important. It means you're going to turn your back to whatever the lifestyle is now and turn it a about face and go with Jesus at the center of your life and his word, to then confess. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And that confession is so important. And then that, because of that, you can have assurance, and only for what, because of what Jesus did, you can have assurance of eternal life and being in God's heaven. Now, in addition to that, I want to share from Luke 4:18. It talks, the first part is about the gospel, which I just shared. The second part is he sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to those with strongholds in their minds. But I want to quickly pray for those that have broken hearts, because this world is full of broken hearts. And it's only going to get worse, folks, as we go on in time towards Christ's coming. So, Father, we bring all the listeners before you, that whoever has not confessed Christ for assurance of eternal life, they will do it now. We want all our listeners in heaven. We want all our listeners to be a part of Revelation 5:9.
1 minute.
And thank you, Pastor. And my prayer is now, Father, I'm asking that there are so many people, Lord, that are full of depression and fear and hopelessness and loneliness, Lord. I'm asking that you would move by your Holy Spirit to heal those broken hearts. The hearts full of fear would be full of peace. The hearts full of depression would be full of your joy. You're coming, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Those that are brokenhearted from loss of loved ones, that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would comfort them, because you know how to comfort us for losses like that. So we praise you and thank you now, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, we're at that time that we come to every night at this time. Boy, this is a fast 2 hours tonight. And I think what you just did, John, was called the gospel in a nutshell, isn't it?
Right. It's the ministry. I quickly ministered the ministry of Jesus Christ, Pastor Ernie.
Amen. Well, we are now out of time. So every night when we get to this point, here's what we do. We say, God bless, and we say, always, always, always.
Always, always.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.